With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. They're both here. We do a roll call quick. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Hi.
Myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Anthony Mandela.
You say here or present. What are teachers like?
Or you could say present. That's from a skit on Key and Peele.
All the kids, I love Key and Peele. They did the present thing. They just trying to suck up to the teacher.
Hey, you know what? I got perfect attendance all the way through 10th grade. Never missed a day.
Wow, good for you.
Love school.
I don't think I ever had perfect attendance through the first week. 414-799-1250.
I bet Eric Nain's had perfect attendance.
You're dang right it is, and he has perfect attendance joining us on Tuesdays at 3:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show. Even though sometimes we're a little bit late, Eric, we appreciate the time, buddy.
Yeah, we do.
You'd be proud of me, Leroy. All through elementary school, perfect attendance.
See,
do you have the certificates?
I told you. I told you.
Of course, I don't know if I still have it, but I got the certificate. I'm not sure. Like, I'm not hanging it on my wall at this point in my life, but it might be around somewhere in my parents' house.
The parents probably have a whole binder full of them.
First through sixth grade, I was there every day because my mama dropped me off every day.
She wouldn't let you leave.
Yeah.
You had pneumonia. You're going.
One year I went to school with my mama. She taught me. She didn't teach me, but I was at the same school she was at.
How about that?
Hey, Eric, I'm getting nervous.
Uh-oh.
Because now, help me now. They had a pee. And I'm thinking, well, Giannis done blew out everybody. Maybe it's a little heat. So I don't know. But 44% said the guy in Houston, 38.7 or something, said our guy. What is going on?
Well, first, if you want to check out that player poll, that happened at The Athletic, so you should subscribe to The Athletic.
There you go.
But I do think what's interesting to me is I think we kind of saw this with Harden at the start of his time in Houston. There was a lot of blowback when he first got there because he was playing for Mike D'Antoni, and everyone's like, this is the perfect system for him. He's got 10-plus assists, all this stuff. And people just kind of thought, like, well, you know, put him in the right system. Like, yeah, he can put up numbers. So I think some of that is what's happened this year with Bud, where guys are just like, all right, whatever. Like, you know, they got him in the right system. They got guys spaced out around them. That's the system that's really getting Giannis these numbers. It's not him going out and getting those. But with Harden, you know, obviously the system in Houston is built around him. He has the ball in his hands two times as much as Giannis. But the fact that he does have the ball in his hands so much, I do think kind of makes players think, like, you know, could I do that? Like, could I have the ball in my hand 10 minutes a game and, you know, go out there and actually do all that stuff that he's doing? And to me, that's kind of where I tend to think the players kind of landed, was that, like, okay, Giannis has gotten kind of a bump from the system, and, you know, they play in the East, and, you know, I can find ways to kind of detract from that. But Harden, you know, is just kind of doing stuff that we haven't seen before. He has the ball in his hand so much. He has this, you know, this huge load that he has to carry every single night. Like, that's him. And for that reason, you know, he should be the MVP. And, you know, with him as well, they've done the NBA awards or whatever they call them, where it's like the players voting on the awards, and the NBA PA puts it on. And I believe he's won two of the three that they've given away, or maybe three and four. But there's only been one year where the players didn't vote him the MVP since they've been doing that. So players overall, I think, just really respect what Harden does. And again, like you said, it's pretty close. It was like 44%, 38%. So Giannis isn't too far behind, but I do think that's probably what gives Harden that.
All
I heard Rick Hamill from NBA TV on last night on Pharrell on the Bench on our station. And he was saying he would give it to James Harden as well. And using some of the logic that I've heard other people use, which is, well, he was down at like 12th, 14th in the West, and he put him on his back and carried him all the way back up to, you know, a top three seed or whatever the case may be. And that they could never have done that without James Harden versus Giannis, whose team has been pretty much atop the East most of the year. Is that really fair, I guess, Doc Giannis, because his team has been out front all year?
For me, the obvious counter to, you know, they couldn't have dug their way back out with James Harden is, well, you know, they couldn't have dug that hole without him either. He was playing. He was on the team.
That's right. And the excuse they gave to that was, well, everybody got hurt, and he had to do it by himself. Capella got hurt, Paul got hurt, so forth.
And I mean, when you really look at it, like if you really look at the injuries, most of the time those guys have been hurt has been while they've come back up. They were healthy before that. There was serious questions about, you know, is it going to work with Chris Paul? Is Chris Paul washed up? Is Clint Capella going to be able to find the same level that he found in the postseason last year? Like, all that stuff was happening before those guys went down. So I would poke a hole in the hole that they poked. And
okay.
I'll poke another hole. But either way, you can go circular around all of this. So is it fair? Like, yeah, I mean, I do think it is fair to say that there's only a couple players in the league that if you gave them the ball that much, they'd be able to have the impact that James Harden has been able to have. And, you know, maybe at this point right now in his career, maybe he's the only one.
Eric, I got another one for you. So the other thing that people say about this MVP race is, well, does defense matter? Now, Gary Ellerson has said, and many others have said, they don't care about defense when they vote for the MVP. But if you look at defensive numbers, Giannis is right there, or should be right there, in Defensive Player of the Year rankings, yet the player vote puts him like sixth in Defensive Player of the Year rankings. I guess I was a little taken aback and surprised by the fact that they have him so low.
I think the tough part with Giannis is that they actually have other guys on the team that can do stuff defensively now. Because if you think back, there was 2 years ago, he was flirting with that two blocks, two steals a night. And that's just lunacy. Like that is insane to even think about having two steals and two blocks a night in an NBA season where you play 75-plus games. Like, that's just crazy. So I think in some ways he's kind of hurt by the standard that he has drawn, because in the past he was asked to do so much. And this year, you know, you bring in Brooke Lopez, who's been fantastic at the rim. I think throughout the league, I was kind of surprised last week when I wrote about Brooke and Eric Bledsoe and Giannis all being possible defensive team candidates. Jared Dudley like quote tweeted and was like, no, like you got to make sure Bledsoe gets like a lot of the credit. Like he's the guy that really makes things go for their defense. And again, like I don't disagree with that. I've written a bunch about Bledsoe's defense this year, but I do think there is at least, you know, some thought around the league that it's not just only Giannis anymore, that, you know, he's getting some help, and I think maybe that dings him. And like I said, in some ways, he's just hurt by the fact that he's been so good at this for so long. And I don't know. I've seen enough ballots now where from people that are making it public that, you know, he's in the mix. He's in the top three for just about everyone. That I don't know if I'm going to be shocked if he comes away with Defensive Player of the Year when it's all said and done.
Eric, talking with Eric Name of The Athletic here on the Wendy's Big Show. When we start looking towards the playoffs, what are we looking at in terms of a timeline? Obviously, it seems like the first round is off the table, but with Malcolm Brogdon and Nikola Mirotic, where are we looking at them returning here in the playoff run?
Yeah, I think with Mirotic and Snell, you're going to see them be ready to go for the first round. Bucks had an individual day today, so we didn't get a chance to talk to Bud or any of the players. But I would suspect that either, you know, tomorrow or at practice on Thursday or Friday or Saturday or whatever, we get some availability, that I think we're going to hear that Mirotic and Snell are going to be ready to go for the first round. And with Brogdon, you know, I'm surprised, this is a weird way to say it, but I'm surprised with how good he looks just walking around. And again, like I don't get to see what workouts he's doing or anything like that in the gym, but, you know, like there's no boot. He seems to be walking quite confidently when you see him walking around inside Fiserv Forum before games and after games and stuff like that. So, you know, I think I would just be, you know, throwing out a guess here, but I think they're pretty pleased with how he's progressing. And it's just going to be, you know, how does it all go once you try to ramp him up? Like, how does it go once you try to start getting him on the floor? But I don't think the timeline is really going to change all that much here. Certainly in the next couple of weeks, like, you know, you're probably going to have 2 weeks from now until, you know, the first round is done or so. And then you'll be thinking about the second round. And then I think that's when we'll start to hear more concrete timelines for Malcolm Brogdon. But for now, I think the entire organization expects him back in the second round. It's just a question of, is that the start of the second round or is that, you know, game three? Is it game four? You know, God forbid, is it all the way towards the end of the second round in games five, six, or seven? Like, where will that be? I think it's still up in the air, but I think the organization still expects him back in the second round.
Eric, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, and we'll be in playoff basketball next time we talk here on the Wendy's Big Show.
I cannot tell you how much I look forward to that.
That's my guy, Eric Name of The Athletic, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric Name joins us on that Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as all of our guests do. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Gary, you do me a favor?
Yeah.
You tell me about Gina Della and Pella?
Gina Della from Pella. 0% financing, guys. 0% down.
Zero.
Zero.
None.
Zero. Zip.
For how long?
18 months.
Is that like a year and a half?
Yes.
Jeez.
See, he did go to school.
Yes.
Man.
0%.
A year and a half.
You can save on your energy bill for a year and a half without paying anything.
That's crazy.
Pella Windows and Doors. My good friend Gina Dell. That's where you're going to get this at, guys. Go see him right now today. A year and a half without anything down. Pella Windows and Doors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.